Spring Fever by Nicole Tomelio, MA LCSW. Sadly, the snow has not all melted, and there might even be more coming for us in the Northeast. But on a more positive note, the daffodil and tulip buds are making their way through the snow, and bursts of yellow and purple are making their way into the world. For many people, winter brings a sense of the winter blues, or SAD, seasonal affective disorder, which means that the shorter, darker days can cause a sense of sadness that often lifts when the sun is shining and the days are longer. The phrase spring fever popped into my mind the other day as I smiled when I noticed the daffodils popping through, and I thought I would investigate a bit more of where the phrase comes from. Spring fever is not a definitive diagnostic category, says Michael Turman, director of the Center for Light Treatment and Biological Rhythms at Columbia University Medical Center. He continues, quote, "But, I would say, it begins as a rapid and yet unpredictable fluctuating mood and energy state that contrasts with the relative low of the winter months that preceded," unquote. So while it is nothing that is diagnosable, I think it can be seen in the faces on the street and the smiles that come by when you realize you no longer need that heavy coat, hat, or gloves. On another note, the term spring fever is thought to have been derived from poets who are inspired by the changes in the environment that bring about subtle but beautiful color and spirit that helps to melt the metaphysical snow that has covered us all winter. Any way you see it, enjoy spring. Your mood can also affect your sexual desire. Take our quiz to learn more. You can find it by clicking on the link in this article. You can also find it by going to mayswomenshealth.com and searching under Sexual Desire Quiz.